Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels and, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. It's perhaps the most underrated mark on our roads, at least by the buying public. Not so much by the motoring hack community. I'm talking about Mitsubishi. The Pajero is a real standard bearer for their quality and innovation. Now, I've recently had on test the Mitsubishi Pajero Sport Aspire. Adding Sport to a 4x4 seems to be shorthand for make it less useful off-road and way more useful on the school run or for trips up the coast or to holiday homes. And that's what the Sport Aspire is. Better packaging than a full-on Pajero, lower, so more stable and better handling, and just generally more practical and less expensive to own and run. Now, most of us would rather own the real 4x4, but actually would enjoy the sports versions way more, easier to live with, and just, well, nicer. This is no exception. The handling is great. The 2.4-liter MIVEC turbo diesel four-cylinder intercooled turbo diesel produces 133 kilowatts and 430 newton meters of torque. That drives the rear wheels through Mitsubishi's 8-speed automatic transmission, only available in an auto. And it all just works. Mitsubishi promises 8 liters per 100 kilometers, but think more like 9. Still, that's way better than a true off-roader. Now, while I love the handling both on-road and gravel roads, the one place it doesn't shine is big potholes and bumps. It gets a bit clunky and unsettled. Not by passenger car standards, mind you, but by 4x4 standards. And therein is the only real compromise. And that's only if you are a true off-road adventurer. The other place I feel it let me down is more relative. Having owned Pajeros in the past, I always loved how they were that little cut more sophisticated tech-wise than the average for their era car would be. Sadly, this one lags a little. CarPlay is dismal and hardly cutting edge. The interior is good, not dated, but the tech just isn't there. Now, this makes it more practical and I'm sure far more robust, and the trade-off is fair and should attract savvy buyers, but it misses some Pajero DNA in my opinion. At 810,000 for the 2x4 version and 875,000 Rand for the 4x4 version, they should be a real consideration for those who take their families off the beaten track on long holidays. I also love that it only comes in two colors, black or white. Somehow that feels just right. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. It's been the Mitsubishi Pajero Sport Aspire. And if you've got questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And please find the podcast on fmr.co.za.